Transport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. As the human population has grown, wetlands have been filled in to make way for development. Fortunately, we're beginning to see a trend toward reestablishing this wildlife habitat. A good example of this can be seen in North Texas at the Richland Creek WMA, where through a collaborative effort, new wetlands were created.
One of the things that we do to improve wildlife habitat is take historically drained wetlands and we go in and rebuild levees using existing roadways and natural contours of land to create these wetland areas.
Jeffrey Gunnels is a wildlife biologist with the Richland Creek WMA. Besides providing habitat, wetlands also act as water filters, and that's the function these three-year-old wetlands serve.
When we partnered with the Tarrant Regional Water District to build these raw water treatment wetlands where they're going to filter water through wetlands, we've constructed the initial phase of 250 acres of wetlands. But over the course of the next 10 to 15 years, they're going to construct up to a total of 2,200 acres of wetlands.
Learn more about the importance of wetlands when you log on to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our show and provides funding for wetland conservation through the Private Lands Enhancement Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.